So, smarty pants, on this Thursday evening before the weekend begins, this is a little combination of songs that you probably will not hear anywhere else because this was phone call number 3. This came a few months ago when my friend Tony Brown from Nashville called me and said, Lionel Richie's trying to get in touch with you. Now, Lionel and I have a history together. It's better to have a little background music, don't you think? I'm taking you back to the 70s. Picture this. The Coral Reefer Band is one person, a semi-sober guitar player, and me. And we try to do everything we can to find work. And the way you did it then is you'd go play these battles of the bands at colleges. And if you were good enough, all these schools would book you together. You would give them a discount and you'd get lots of work. Sounds good, doesn't it? Only trouble was there were like 20 bands trying to do the same thing. And in those days, the hottest band running around before they hit it big were the Commodores. And whatever you did when you went to these battles of the bands, you tried like hell not to have to follow the Commodores. But it was lady luck because you just drew a name out of the hat. So we fast forward to Commerce, Texas. It's the battle of the bands. We're drawing the names out of the hats. And of course, the Commodores aren't there because they're coming into town on their shit-hot bus. Looks like the Starship Enterprise because I've seen pictures of it. I've never seen it in person. So their road manager, Drew, and of course, we had to follow the Commodores. So the bus rolls in, they get off the bus in their stage outfits. They hit the stage and they do 15 minutes of the most blistering brick house you ever heard. Now the one-man Coral Reefer Band at this point is very drunk. He says to me, what are we supposed to do? I said, keep drinking. I'll be thinking. You do the drinking, I'll do the thinking. But I also did a little drinking. And it came to me, so the Commodores ended the show, the people went crazy, and the two of us, acoustic guitar players, walked on stage, and for 12 and a half minutes, fortified by a half a pint of tequila, I proceeded to give the Gettysburg Address of praises and salutations to what a fine band the Commodores were and what a privilege it was to follow them. For the next 2.5 minutes, I did this song and got as many goddamn bookings as they did. So Lionel calls up and asks me to sing on his new album. And we hadn't seen each other in a while, so I did it. And it was a big hit, so the product of it was when you put these two songs together, the two titles make a complete sentence. Now that is serendipitous. So here's your sentence to go home with for the night. Why don't we get drunk and screw? Comma, all night long. Like I said, you'll only hear that bunch here. I really do appreciate the fact you're sweating here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Another round of brew. Hey, why don't hard work.